Carl Jacobson, thank you for that kind introduction.
I'm sorry. I was about to do it. You got to the mic.
He said, go ahead, and then he told me.
I was about to jump and introduce you. But anybody who doesn't know, this is Dr. Maurer on the mic. I give you a warning on stage, Dr. Maurer.
Thank you, Carl. The purpose for coming is to say this. Last April, or I think it was last April, I got an anonymous letter from New York which had some criticisms in it of our administration. And I don't ordinarily spend a lot of time on anonymous letters. I think it's desirable to have the courage of your convictions, meaning that I think people should sign them. I signed mine, and I urge other people to sign theirs. Part of what was in that was that the administration had both Carl and Mindy in it, and they're married to each other, and indeed they are. As I read that, I thought, would it have been better if they had decided not to marry each other? Well, I'm not sure that would help. So, in any case, I got the letter. Whoever wrote it to me said that I would take appropriate action. I am taking it at the moment, which is to say I'm telling you that I got it. Anybody who wants to talk to me about it is welcome to do so. And I, however, am minded to say this. It's desirable, it seems to me, to have families, have the members of those families believe in what we're doing. I've known a number of blind people who came to be quite active in the Federation who had trouble with the family because it takes up a lot of time and because the commitment that people feel for the Federation sometimes makes people wonder whether or not the commitment to the family is enough. It is possible to have a magnificent family life and still be a significant and contributing and dedicated part of the Federation. I know this, but I also know it's very helpful if both spouses in the family join in. As you observe, Mrs. Maurer is with me during the course of this visit, and she doesn't go to all things that I do, but to a number, and it is delightful to have her be a part of it. Is it a mistake to have her do it? I don't think so. Now, with all of that in mind, anybody who wants to talk to me in detail about this stuff, I am here. You can do it if you feel like it. I have faith in two things. One is the electoral process, the democratic process. You have elected Carl as president. I respect it. I admire it. I also have worked with Carl. If you want to know whether or not he's perfect, I can tell you. As it happens, we don't get to that part of existence until after life is gone. And so when we get to heaven, we'll get to find out what perfection is. To wonder out loud whether any of us is an angel is a worthwhile thing to do, perhaps, but I think that there are angelic qualities in many of us, but I think that they are not the only ones. So let us dispose of that without further argument. Can we make a better organization? Yes. Should we? Yes. Can we find a way to work with each other? Yes. I admire what Carl has done. He has taken a job which is a demanding and difficult one and done good work with it. And so I admire both the democracy of our affiliate and the leadership. I tell you that so that those of you who may want to come talk to me will know ahead of time that I feel that way. I wanted to bring it up because it was brought to me. That's all I have in mind, Mr. President. I will talk about other things when we get to the afternoon.